Hi, and welcome to Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor. Today we're discussing the book, The Power of Habit. The book is written by Charles Duhigg, and this summary is written by Jill Donahue. Quote, habits can be changed if we understand how they work. Comes from the prologue of The Power of Habit. When you woke this morning, what was the first thing you did? What habits helped or hindered you? Now think about what habits help or hinder your organization and your community. Charles Duhigg investigates how habits form, how to build new habits, and how to change old ones in his engaging book, The Power of Habit. To address all areas of your life, he divides the book into three sections, starting closest to home with you, and then he moves to the broader world of organizations, and finally to societies. Habits are not easy to understand, but by drawing on hundreds of academic studies, interviews with over 300 scientists and executives, and research conducted at dozens of companies, Duhigg empowers us by illustrating why habits exist and how you can change them. The golden egg for this week's article, small habits make or break you. Quote, what Bowman could give Phelps, however, what would set him apart from the other competitors, were habits that would make him the strongest mental swimmer in the pool. Comes from The Power of Habit, page 111. Don't think you have it in you to change your bad habits? You'll likely be thrilled to know that there's tremendous research that shows that it's the small habits that fuel transformative changes. Each small habit creates a small advantage, which sets in motion another small habit, an advantage, etc. Small habits create patterns that convince people that bigger achievements are within reach. Duhigg shares the story of how it was small habits that led to Michael Phelps' Olympic gold medal victory. Michael's small habits allowed him to wake up the morning of the meet and not really think at all. He stayed relaxed and simply followed his habits, one at a time, to victory. Gem number one, identify the root of the craving and the rest will follow. Quote, this is how new habits are created, by putting together a cue, a routine, and a reward, and then cultivating a craving that drives the loop. Comes from The Power of Habit, page 49. The key element is the craving. Marketers of Procter & Gamble studied videos of people making their beds. Why? They were trying desperately to figure out how to sell Febreze, a product which seemed to have such tremendous benefits, but was on track to be the biggest flop in company history. Suddenly, one of the researchers detected a subtle yet important pattern. People are rewarded by the smell of a clean room. They made some adjustments to their marketing, and Febreze went on to earn $1 billion a year. Why do you brush your teeth every day? Before Claude Hopkins created toothbrushing habits, no one brushed their teeth. In fact, so many recruits for World War I had rotting teeth, officials said poor dental hygiene was a national security risk. How did Hopkins change this? He created a craving. You know that tingling feeling your mouth gets right after you brush your teeth? When you wake in the morning, you can't wait to get that feeling. The funny thing is, that tingling feeling is not necessary to have clean teeth. But we associate it as the reward for clean teeth, and thus are inspired to clean our teeth. His toothpaste, Pepsodent, changed oral hygiene. What cravings can you create to change habits? Gem number two, habits can be learned and unlearned with four steps. Quote, habits, even once they are rooted in our minds, aren't destiny. We can choose our habits once we know how. Comes from The Power of Habit, page 270. While Duhigg admits that change might not be fast, and it certainly isn't easy, he believes that with time and effort, almost any habit can be reshaped. Habits cannot be eradicated, but they can be replaced. His golden rule of habit is to keep the same cue and same reward, but replace the routine. He offers four steps to do that. One, identify the routine. Is it, for example, going to Starbucks each afternoon for a tea and a cookie? Step number two, experiment with different rewards. Rewards satisfy cravings, but the tricky part is that we're often not conscious of the cravings that drive our behaviors. Interesting. So is the reward of the cookie and tea really the sugar burst, or is it the energy of the location, or the change of pace? How do you figure it out? Well, you adjust the reward. For example, instead of the cookie and tea at Starbucks, try socializing for 10 minutes. Or go to Starbucks, but eat an apple on the way, and then just have the tea. Or go for a brisk walk for 10 minutes. That way, you can figure out if you're really craving the cookie and tea at Starbucks, or are you just looking for an energy boost? Which new activity will satisfy the craving? Step number three, isolate the cue. What are you thinking the moment you decide to go to Starbucks? If you keep track of this over a few days, you will identify what is triggering the urge. And finally, step four, have a plan. Decide exactly what you will do when the craving hits, and then follow your plan. Habits create our destiny. Too often, people don't live the way they want, or eat, or sleep, or exercise, or parent, or work the way they know they should because of habits. With the power of habit, Charles Duhigg empowers us to know we can change those habits. And once we know habits can be changed, we have the freedom of choice again. You have the ability and the responsibility to reshape your life and world. The only options remaining are to get to work, follow his advice, break down your habits, and start new ones. Rebuild your life, one habit at a time. This has been Actual Books Audio. We've been discussing the book, The Power of Habit. The book is written by Charles Duhigg, and this summary is written by Jill Donahue. We hope you enjoyed it.